Good morning, everyone. Is that you here? Yeah. I'm Solveig Vikene, head of archive in NTB Scanpix, a news and picture agency in Norway. I will talk about, as you see, the history of photometadata in NTB Scanpix, and to be more concrete, it's about the editorial material. And it's, to be more concrete than that, it's our own photographer's material, the metadata, how we index that material. We have 20 million images in our database, around 17 million of them are editorial. And the metadata I'm going to talk about, the images, is 1.7 million images. The design of our database started in 1995. It's 20 years ago. And at that time, we had a head of archive. He has, as we see it now, unique background. He has a master in librarianship, retrieval, and computing. And at that time, not many were talking about metadata outside the inner circle. It was like today, when we are in meetings with our customers, they talk about tagging, hashtagging, the social medias. They talk about, even about metadata. They ask us, how do we do that work? How do we filter our material? But not at that time. So the people outside the inner circle thought that it was overkill, because we had a few images in the database at that moment. And as Mr. Steinar Bakken said, when we started our database project in 1995, we were, of course, starting to design the database from the IPTC standard. In addition, we added fields where the content should be controlled. That is, values should be taken from a list of distinct values. That means that we have five controlled vocabularies. One of them is a thesaurus, and I will show you later. And just to make it visual, the background here, that's our event vocabulary, a database image of it. And because of his background, he knows how to how the traditional library retrieval on cards and paper and subject indexing based had some good points which one should bring into a computer-based system. And that was the way he was thinking. So he took the choice that he wanted controlled vocabularies. And I think today it's a blessing for us. We didn't understand it at that time. One, 20 years and 1.7 million images later, we are able to navigate through the images of Norwegian history, the culture, the politics, sports, and whatever, since 1940 up till today, in a very exact way. We also index our videos the same way, with the same vocabularies, and also we have just started with the news graphic, doing it the same way. 2.2 persons are deep indexing 123,000 images every year. Internal and external ROI. That's what I have in my mind when I'm speaking today. Also the internal, because we have picture editors, we have a journalist needs images, and I need to get it quickly. Time is money. And the external, that's our customers. How is the situation? I like to say it. It's a visual digital tsunami, both for us and for our customers. We are drowning in images. What is valuable aspects to our customers? We got an agreement with the big media house this spring, and I had image search courses for them. 70 front-end users many of them new users. And I got a lot of information, fresh information of what they required from us. And what was that? It was accessibility. They wanted an intuitive web. And I have to mention that we are working on a new web at the moment. We think it will be finished in September. Our current web is not as intuitive as our customer wants. They want one-stop shopping. They want as much of the content they needed in our database. Why? Both of them. They want to save time. And predictable costs. And that's what has happened in the N2B Scanpix 2. We are converting from by the P sales to subscriptions. As you can see, it's the two last years selling that it's more and more subscriptions. So it's predictable for us too. And let's go back to the five controlled vocabularies. Subject heading is the sister, I would say, a sister of the keywords. And that's where our thesaurus is. It's 3,000 keywords, 3,000 synonyms. We have a lot of partner agencies material in our database, and it's 3 million free keywords we have and in the editorial base. Persons, people visible in the image, not just named in the text. That's a narrowing field. We have proper names. I will give you examples afterwards. We have a set field. That's just the name of the field, but it's an event vocabulary. And we have a geothesaurus. I take the special instruction we use that for model release information. We have physical location field because we have a lot of digitizing of the historical material, and we need to know where it is because our customers, they are order more images from the digitized material, and then we can go directly to where it is in the archives. And the caption is important. Our photographers are news photographers, and for them, time is quality. And we have to check the caption afterward because there are quite a lot of error in spelling errors. And we have what happens in the big newspaper around us is that there are no photo archives there anymore. So I just got a mail last week from one of the picture desk in a Norwegian newspaper writing, "With us, the images are sent straight from the photographer to the archive, and we know that there is a lot of lost images. We find spelling errors all the time." And she is not alone. Let me introduce you to the Norwegian Crown Princess. She needs quality metadata, not in her personal life, but in our our database. And why? Because when you search for her, you get hit almost 40,000 images. So we need to narrow. If you write her name in the person's field, you go from 30,500 to 25,000. And we have another way to use the person field. You can search for the profession. And we had an agency, partner agency, wanted all our materials about authors and taken by our photographers. I write author in the person field, credit NTB Scanpix, one click, 14,191. That's an internal array instead of searching around for in the caption text. Let's go back to the 24,000 images from the Crown Princess and subject heading, which is our thesaurus. 25,000 is too much, too. So our glossy magazines, also the newspapers, they want to find her happy with her family, alone, travel abroad, conferences, cars, and so on, shoes, evening dresses. They can find it all, and they need it. and the proper names. This is our prime minister, or part of her. Her the political party is called Høyre in Norwegian. That's the same as to the right. And if you search for Høyre in our database, you get, I think, 26,000 hits or something like that. If I write Høyre in the proper names, I get 2,800. If I combine it with the keywords from the thesaurus, as here I use logos, I come directly to what I need. And here is also, it's in Norwegian, but it's press conference, it's alone, it's profile. One journalist my company came to me and asked for, I need images of the editorial stuff in NTB, just after the war. And what to search for? NTB is all over. It's in the caption, it's in the credit, all over. And I said, go to the advanced search, write NTB in the proper names, like this, click on the historical, and he got what he needed. That's internal ROI for us. Event vocabulary. I think you all know this man. He killed 77 people in Norway in July 22nd in 2011. A lot of images. We choose 4 different event names. Terror, the terror in Oslo, the terror in Utøya, also the reaction and consequences, and the trial. This is an example of how we have a dialogue with our customers that wanted a special type of images of the football players. And this is the most downloaded football images we have. You can see it's almost look like the cards you collected when you were a kid. And we got the event name Football Premier League. Every year we have it, a man with football. And that's the way we help our customers to get that kind of image. I just mentioned this because NRK, Norwegian Broadcasting Company, they have invited NTB and other big media houses in Norway to a working group. So we are working at the moment to see if we can establish a national editorial event vocabulary. And I mentioned it because I find it so interesting that they want to have controlled vocabulary and they wanted to make it national. And as one of the from TV2, the members in the group, says, as a broadcaster who is transforming from traditional broadcast technology toward the standardized IT infrastructure, TV2 needs the facilities to structure and manage its existing metadata as well as harvesting new types of viewer and subscriber behavior metadata. This would help TV2 to know which content to acquire, when to acquire it, and where to place the acquired content. BBC is interested in what we are what we are doing. New York Times are interesting. As Christy Rayleigh from New York Times writes, we are in the initial stage of planning an event vocabulary. We'd like to give readers access to the full scope of coverage, whether chronologically from the initial event that precipitated the story to the ongoing coverage of how it unfolds over time in a story. Just to take a... Well, our new web is not finished, but this is just a sketch of it. If you do a search, we call it a semi-passive search in our new web. You search for Chrome Press, Princess Mette-Marit, and this is the metadata navigator should come into. It's the keywords, it's the thesaurus, it's the person who is she together with, her husband, her children, the king and the queen, May 17, our national day, the proper names, and events. She was in Indonesia 2012 and Vietnam and so on. So, and it will look like that. And of course, we will also have the advanced search because we are experienced in that. We have many customers are also experienced in that. 41% of 154 customers, it was a survey we had 3 years ago, are using our advanced search. So that's interesting. Our geographic service, search for London in our database, 1.3 million images. If you use the geographic service, you get 450 images. And of course, when we get a new web, we will show it to our customers as a navigator. You don't have to search for it, but you have the possibility if you want to be more active. But maybe 450 isn't enough. Then you can widen your search, and that leads us to what are we doing with the metadata from our partner agencies and the editorial material. Of course, today we are when we got a new collection, when we set up the import, we look at their metadata and we see how we can filter it or map it, as he said in the beginning here. We have to map it to the fields that is good for us in our metadata, in our database. But in the new web, we have got this new, what to call it, content configuration tool. As you can see here, it's DPA. It's the credits, it's the DPA material. I know that the travel and geography material, they have good metadata in the category field, like WEA or nature or leisure. It could have been keyword, it could have been whatever IPDC field I want. I could do it. And that's a way to control it after it's come into the database. We can do it all the time, and it's the picture agency staff that's doing it. So we drive that car. We don't need to go to the IT people, and they are making it for us now. So that will give, as you see, the travel geography is under the categories. And then we can just choose the metadata from our partners that is good and show it for our customers. If you go back to the valuable aspects to our customers again, and what I was, these 70 customers I met 1 month ago, the conclusions when I've been there was they wanted variant content and time-saving accessibility to it. And I met them in small groups, and when I, in the end of the course, I show them our timeline, historical timeline, and they loved it. And why did they love it? Because they could search for everything. They could search for fashion, 1920 to 1929. They liked the way we were presenting the material. Not only navigators, not only the advanced search, but they felt that was a way to get a lot of good ideas. So they think it was funny, and they asked us, because it's an historical timeline. It goes to 1999, and they asked us, why can't you have it up till today? Because they really loved that one. And if I should conclude, I believe that quality metadata is more and more important for us in this visual tsunami. Of course, hand in hand with computer vision, and we are working on that too. Like we use in the new web, we use this open CV, but that's another story. So, thank you.